as you are blessing, the issue about the cash shortages in Zimbabwe is in some banks, not in all banks, in some banks, is attributable, as we said, to three factors. The first one is that the US dollar has become very strong, and we have seen a shift from the usage of other currencies to using the US dollar. So it means that we now have what you call concentration risk. We are concentrating on one currency, and that is against the spirit of a multi-currency system. So obviously our intervention should deal with the spreading of the demand from one currency to the other currencies in the multi-currency system. So our policies that we've done of introducing the other currencies like the rand in the US, in the power, in the euro, is meant to spread the demand from one currency, US, to the other two currencies, so that they become three currencies that are sharing the burden of demand. So what we are saying is that starting today, all the exports that are being received in Zimbabwe will be paid, the exporters will be paid 50% in US dollars, 40% in rand, and 10% in euro currency. That means that the person can either withdraw euros or you can draw rands and also US dollars for purposes of meeting the transactions that are required by the person. That way, it means we are spreading the demand and we are living within the auspices in the requirements under the multi-currency system. We have also noticed that the other reason why the demand is very high is because some of the money that the people are taking from the banks is not circulating the way we want it to circulate. It appears that the money, people are now holding the money much more than using it as a medium of exchange. So by holding money, it means that you are suffocating the system. And again, that's the reason why you need more currencies than one currency. So those are the fundamental reasons. And also mainly because the demand is high, because people are importing using some money because of low production in Zimbabwe. And the low production is caused by the fact that the currency is not competitive. So it's cheaper to import than to produce. So when you don't have production, it means you are forced to import so as to fill the gap of demand that's of goods that are required in Zimbabwe. So we need, therefore, to come up with policies that addresses those fundamentals, principles, and deficiencies in the system. That's why we came up with those policies. And you've asked about the bond notes. It's not a bond notes. I think people are missing the point. The point is that we have a facility from the African Export Import Bank, African Bank, of $200 million, which is supposed to be used for stabilization of the foreign exchange market and also to provide incentives for people who are bringing foreign currency to Zimbabwe. So we made a decision that instead of putting this money just in the system, where we are saying people are not using money, they are not using foreign currency, they are using it as store of value. They are saying it is more of a medium, and some of them are selling the money. If we had to put the $200 million in the system, it just goes out the way that money is going out. So we say to use this money as an export incentive or the foreign exchange incentive scheme, wherein if you are a farmer and you are exporting your tobacco or selling your tobacco through the ocean floors, or you are selling your gold as an artisanal miner, we provide you with an incentive of 5% over and above your exports or your sale. So if you are anyone, if you, let's say your sale of tobacco or gold was $1,000, it means that you get 5%, which is $50, as an incentive. That $50 will go into your account the FC account in the US dollar account, because the bond coin, just like the bond note, is called, it's at par with the US dollar. So that money goes into a US dollar account. So it means in this new arrangement where 50% will go into the US dollar account, it means 50% of 1,000, which is 500. It means 500 plus your $50 being the incentive, it's now 550. It will be in your FC account of the US dollar. And then when you want to use this $50, or the amount, you can use the money the way you want to use it every day. But we are now saying instead of giving you the US dollar itself, which you take out, it means at the end of the day, we then have funded using the bond note, which you then fund. If you want to sell the money, if you want to convert the bond note into cash or into US dollars, or you want to run or to the yuan, sorry, or to the euro, you can just sell back and then get your money and then go. By so doing, we are doing three things. We are mitigating externalization of money. We are promoting the foreign exchange. We are making the Zimbabwe in production competitive. And we are also mitigating smuggling of even minerals from Zimbabwe, because we are now giving better value than what they might get outside. That way, we believe that we are being productive, conscious people, helping Zimbabweans to produce more goods and services. In fact, I'll be surprised, blessing, if there is any mine out there or tobacco from out there who do not want an incentive on its production. So we've been what we've done. Before. Now, what I seem to hear from the question is that you are now looking at the end. Which is that the current, as opposed to what is trying to achieve. So people are missing the boat.
With these bond notes, you said there is a 200 million facility that the
which is backing the facility.
Yes,
that's more like a gold. It's more like a gold standard. People forget too much in this world. In America, where you are, there was a gold standard up to 1971, which means that there is a backing of this facility. So this $200 million is backing the notes, and just like the same thing with the bond coin, which are backed by the $50 million, and they work very well. We are using the same analogy and the same similar scheme. In fact, the notes are a continuation of those ones. Whereas the coins were for competitive building exercise. Using coins or other, this will be sub dollar prices in the market for change. This one is for stimulation of exports to ensure that at the end of the day, Zimbabweans, they do go back to do their business and then they get a value, and then that value convertible into US dollars because they bring money into Zimbabwe.
So what it also means is that the government cannot print anything that is above 200 million, right?
That's exactly what I was saying. If something is begged, it means you can't bring more. In fact, you aren't going to bring more than that. Because if you look at Zimbabwean exports right now, between now and December, for example, we are talking about maybe $2 billion, and that's 5% of 200 is about what, 100 million? Then that money. This is ensure that there is the liquidity situation in Zimbabwe. The nostrils are also funded. Money from the nostril will then fund this coin, this nostril. So there's limit. You cannot do more than that. Why do people think that we are getting this? And why do people be proud of themselves that we are being assisted?
And there are some who are saying, well, what the central bank chief has done is to reintroduce the Zimbabwean dollar. What would be your response to that?
My response is very simple, is that the taste of the pudding is the eating, number one. Number two, when we did the bond coins, that's what they also did. They say the same things. So it's not a surprise, and therefore, and third one is that we sympathize with their thinking process. It's because they are living in the past, in history, wherein they think that because we went through the hyperinflation, and that any person who tried to help them, they might not think that they want to do the similar thing. So end of the day, so what I'm saying is that we sympathize with them. They're living in the past. And that they should trust that we also know what we are doing, and that we believe that Zimbabwe needs to transform, and that this economy needs a stimulation, and that this economy requires exports. The term is exports and production. So when there's no production, the economy will not do well. So we want to ensure that there's production, there are exports to meet the requirements that the people are talking about. So we sympathize with them, and but they should give us a chance to do what we think is right for the economy.
Is there an exact date and month when the bond notes will be in circulation?
As I said yesterday, that the bond notes, they take a bit of time because you need to do the design, you need to give the company that is doing printing, and then that company also have their orders that will be in pipeline. And we're looking at, as I said in this, that maybe it's plus or minus 2 months.
Is this being done in Zimbabwe or outside?
No. It can't be done in Zimbabwe. I said many times that this is done outside, just like the bond coins that are done outside.
In Germany?
I didn't say anywhere, but it's in Europe. But I didn't say where.
There is also confusion from Zimbabweans in the diaspora, governor, about the money that they will be sending home. Is the money going to be converted to like 40-60?
No. That's a good question. We are saying exports. Here we are talking about the export of gold, talk about export of platinum, talk about export of diamonds, we talk about export of all the other local products. The diaspora remittances, NGO remittances, and any other free funds, they will remain free funds for the use in the account of the person sending it. We don't talk about those figures. No, we don't want to do that. Plus, the exchange control of Zimbabwe does not go outside to people who are building their own money for themselves. No. So neither is this policy affecting the existing accounts. It's only for exports and for tobacco producers or farmers, and the gold, which is being purchased, which is being held by gold say panels or gold small scale enterprises. Why? Because the gold is end up being exported. Tobacco is paid in advance, so those ones they are also getting their money. But for anyone else, the diasporans, NGOs, anyone, those are free funds, and therefore these ones are outside what we're talking about here. So feel free to put your money in your accounts of your choice.
And are you getting any buy-in from business? Dr. Mangujika, say the CZI and others.
On what?
On the policies that you are introducing.
Yes, have you been consulting with them?
No, sure.
They are free. You can inform them. The business community are the ones that we cover these measures together with them. No, Zimbabwe, it's people who are in the diaspora, who are away from home, that they think that they are being shortchanged. No. The people in Zimbabwe, they are very clear on what we are trying to achieve and what we are doing. I think it appears what I've noticed is that people outside, they seem to have more influence through the media. Whereby they just send their social network. But this was happening. So they come up with theories about what they think is happening. And I don't blame them at all. It's just mainly because maybe they're away from home and they don't know what's happening on the ground. And maybe they think that at home the queues are everywhere in all the banks. There are only about 4 banks that those close queues. So anyway, it's not... So, yes, your question is very good, that the business community quite happy with what we have done, and also the banking sector. We don't do policies without consulting them. Both they are the takers anyway, end of the day, and they are the users of the policies. If you look at the rand, blessing, 60% of the goods in Zimbabwean shops are from South Africa. So 60% of all imports in Zimbabwe are from South Africa. 50% of exports from Zimbabwe are to South Africa. And if you look at those statistics, Why would a person bring goods from South Africa in rand, but he wants now to sell them in US dollars in Zimbabwe? So it already gives that there's a problem. So we are saying that and the rand has been depreciating against the US dollars over some time. So to maintain relative competitiveness, the US dollar has not been competitive. That's why can't depreciate itself. That's why it could be internal devaluation. As a result, because we have a price take off the US dollar, it means that the price Zimbabwe becomes an importing country as opposed to be a productive country.
The use of the electronic payment system in Zimbabwe is very low compared to other countries. What is the central bank doing to address this problem?
If you've read the statement, Blessing, found that we've put a number of measures there about the promotion of plastic money, because that's the way to go. But if people are using plastic money or transfers through RTGS, it means that the demand for cash will go down. But Zimbabwe is predominantly a cash economy. People believe in ownership and believe in a sense of belonging, that the money is mine, and therefore let me keep it in my pocket. So I think it's a historical problem. There may be a traumatic situation that they went through in hyperinflation, that they now believe that the money can only get value in their pockets. But yes, other countries, even in Africa, in this other world, there is a high demand for usage of cards, even where you are yourself, don't move with the cash. But here is the cash economy, and unfortunately, you don't bring that cash. So if you don't bring the cash, you don't want to use plastic money, but you want the cash in the bank. It's scarcely that there's a contradiction. You know that made the cash, it's a paradox. People want the cash, we don't bring the cash, and they don't use the point of sale machine. So how can it be helped? So that's why we are saying the Mandela Post statement, this is a statement that we issued yesterday. We say that we are promoting the usage of plastic money big time. We need the shops in Zimbabwe to have those gadgets, the point of sale machines, so that people can swipe their cards, and then they don't have the problem of carrying cash every time with them.
And government institutions, I think that is where another problem is.
We've also said that local authorities, schools, hospitals, everywhere, we say that this. So we are trying to revolutionize the plastic money in Zimbabwe, just like we also try to revolutionize the financial inclusion in Zimbabwe. And we are very clear on what we want to achieve.
And some economists are saying, why not just join the rand market, since the US dollar is proving to be a bit problematic?
So by joining the rand market, you think that it will reduce the cash economy at the moment?
They are saying the goods that Zimbabwe is now producing are expensive, compared to regional countries.
Yeah, we are saying that they are going to use 30-40% of their money in rand. Let's see them using that money. That's what they are. So now what you are saying, this is a real contradiction. You are contradicting yourself, if you're from your leaders or so people. One time you are saying, they're afraid that their money will be changed. Now you are saying, join the rand so that they can take their money of their husbands into the rand. It doesn't make sense. So what makes sense that can they use what you've put on the ground face. However, the views that then you can see go forward. Joining SEMA, it's not something that people just said want to join SEMA today, because it goes through a normal process of doing all those things. We are in a multi-currency system, and we are happy with that. The problem in Zimbabwe is that, and those people are saying that they never believe in themselves. We want Zimbabweans who believe in themselves, that they can do it, and that they can make it, and that they can change the economy in the direction where it is going by ourselves. And we are going to remain in the multi-currency system.